This episode is brought to you by Green Chef. For $50 off your first box of Green Chef, go to greenchef.us/cagcast. I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. 'Cause you lose all my resistance. That is just so intimidating. Oh, baby. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CAGcast episode number 589. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. As always, we're joined by a man who's turning 45 this week, Wombat.
I'm not cheapy aged.
I know. I'm just trying to deaden the blow for when I have my birthday later this year, and I turn 46.
Yeah. Wow, that's old.
I know. That's my strategy.
I am, for those listening to this the day it came out, am now 42.
Happy birthday 42. In the future.
Thank you. Yes, in the near future of 3 hours.
It's birthday eve. It's a big holiday.
It is. It's International Wombat Day. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets to celebrate.
So obviously you already know what all the presents are since you hate surprises.
I am not getting any.
Surprise!
Actually, that's not true. I do know what they are. I'm going to see Brian Regan live at Westbury Music Fair. So that's what I get to do.
Well, who's that?
Stand up.
No thanks.
Comedian Brian Regan.
Oh,
you've never heard of him? He's very funny. He's very famous.
All right. I don't know a lot of people who are famous. Probably
the big yellow one's the sun. You too.
Nope. Nothing.
You don't know.
It's
who
okay.
He is.
Enjoy. Happy birthday.
I will.
I got
I'm
you
sure
a present.
I will
and
enjoy
gonna,
it very much.
I'm gonna
that's
give
my
you.
Gift.
I'm gonna give you the present that I got you. I don't know. Whenever you want.
Brian okay. Regan's worth $7 million.
See?
You can't go by those celebrity net worth pages. Those are all bullshit.
I just Googled him.
Right. Yeah.
He's 60 years old.
If you saw him, you would go, oh, that guy.
I'm literally looking at him right now.
Good.
Wombat, you should talk about how good the SEO is on all those celebrity net worth sites.
Yeah, it's really good. That's good SEO. Because if you type in any celebrity, it's the first thing that comes up.
Usually get those.
I know. And it's fun to do because it's weird. It's annoying that because you know it's all wrong. But there's also that part of you that wants to like, it's got to be in some sort of range.
It's all bullshit. It's based on nothing. I remember listening to Howard Stern and he asked some celebrity how much they were worth or something like that. And the person told them. Person answered what sounded like pretty honestly, and it was a very like modest amount. And I immediately looked up that person on that website, and it was fucking way off. It wasn't even in the same ballpark.
The only celebrity I've ever heard announce their actual worth, and this was like 10 years ago though, so it's probably vastly different now, was Sam Jackson, who was very proud to be worth $14 million.
Okay.
But again, that was like 10 years ago. He said that in an interview. He's like, I'm worth $14 million.
That's a weird thing just to say in an interview.
Oh, I think it like came up in conversation. And then that's what he said. And honestly, don't remember the interview. That's all I remember. But that was like pre-Marvel.
Right.
So I'm assuming he might even be worth, I don't know. You know what? He probably made more than $14 million from those stupid Capital One commercials.
Oh, so no other birthday plans besides the comedian?
I don't think so. I'll be home for my birthday.
Yeah. And you turn me down for lunch because you're such a
diligent. I didn't turn you down for lunch. I just said I can't go as far as you're going, and I have meetings tomorrow, which is unfortunate.
18 minutes. We won't go 18 minutes. Let's get that on the record.
Oh, my God, you're a pain.
I'm just saying. To eat delicious fried clams, he won't go 18 minutes.
I would go, we'll discuss it.
I would have to go much farther, but I would do it.
I understand that. There's nothing in this world I would rather do more than drive 22 minutes, according to my traffic thing, the 22 minutes to meet you for lunch. I would love to drive at 2 hours to meet you for lunch. That is not the issue. The issue is, unfortunately, I still have a job that needs to be done during the day.
Just get fired already.
Exactly.
Working on that?
I'm trying my best.
Good.
Shipwreck, you went on vacation. Talk about that.
I did go on vacation. I went to Kiowa Island.
In Hawaii?
No.
South Carolina.
Sounds like it's Hawaii, though, doesn't it?
Sure.
Yeah. No, we went. We Mrs. Shipwreck had some continuing education to do, so that was one of the locations she could do it at.
Oh,
so
cool.
We took the whole family to that. It's a golf and tennis resort. I do neither of those things, so there was a lot of going to the beach and going to the pool.
I could see you playing tennis. I feel like you'd be good at that.
Tennis, like if you don't practice tennis, it's just a bunch of like hitting the ball like twice and then chasing a ball.
That's tennis.
but not really. Like you want to hit it back and forth some, but if you just get like two people who don't really play tennis out on a tennis court, it's pretty terrible. Right. And I got to see a lot of that from my balcony.
Bad tennis. You got to see a lot of bad tennis.
Yeah, we were like in the tennis villa, and so that it like all backed up to that. And so this one guy, like, he got really upset though, like John McEnroe. Upset. He was throwing tennis rackets, slamming them down. It was fun to watch.
But if he was good, it sounds like that would only a good player.
He was clearly somebody who plays tennis.
Uh-huh.
It's just that his opponent was getting the better of him that day.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, then there was the others that were like, I don't know. They were on vacation and they were at a tennis resort, so right, they decided to go play tennis.
I'm sure, yeah. I would be one of those people. I would play tennis once, I would be very bad at it, and then I'd say, why am I doing this, and then go back to the pool.
By the way, I'm offering a $500 bounty on any videos of Wombat playing tennis.
I've played tennis before.
My offer stands.
We should play some tennis, Wombat.
I'm not saying I'm good at it. Sure, we'll play some tennis.
Where?
I don't have a racket. I don't know where, but sure, let's play some tennis.
Beautiful Kiowa Island.
I would be happy to go there too.
Is it beautiful?
It is. It's fantastic.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there's dolphins on the beach.
Is that where you went where there was that retro game store last year where you bought stuff, or is that someplace else in that Carolina area?
That was either Charleston or Savannah. I can't remember.
You love them Carolinas. You're like a regular James Taylor.
Right. Savannah's technically Georgia, but it's in the same region.
Uh-huh.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
The y'all region?
Yes. Yeah.
The no Jews allowed region?
They either say y'all or they don't say y'all. I like y'all, by the way.
You look Jewish. Y'all Jewish? That's what they say.
I don't know. It's a popular destination for Cincinnati people, apparently, because there were like 8 people at the pool one day, and... Or 8, like, families, groups of people, as they call them. And we found out, like, 3 of them were from Cincinnati.
Are there a lot of direct flights from Cincinnati to South Carolina? Is that,
there's
like,
some.
Thing?
There's some. We didn't take one of those. Oh. We visited Atlanta for a very short time. But, yeah, it was a good trip. There's lots of squirrels everywhere on the island.
Nice.
And... I had so to get around, we rented bikes, but my bike had basically a little carriage on the back of it that like trailed behind me that had 2 kids in it. Have you ever tried to bike with 2 kids behind you?
No, and I don't want to. Why not get 2 bikes or 2 things so each parent takes a child?
I don't know. Maybe next time.
I'm not saying that you did something wrong.
I did something wrong several times.
Oh, okay.
I have the cuts on the back of my legs to prove that. It takes a lot to stop one of those on just the littlest bit of decline, like when you're trying to not go out into traffic. But we didn't get hit. I almost ran over a squirrel.
Cars are allowed.
Cars are allowed. Yeah, we had a car as well, but it's
okay. So why get the bikes?
Well, because you're on vacation, you're enjoying. There's bike paths to go on and everything.
It doesn't sound like you enjoyed anything about the bikes.
I did for a few days.
He's in training for his big table tennis match with me.
I guess so. He trained. He played life size tennis. Trained for table tennis. Yeah. And rode some bikes.
They had a table tennis, outdoor table tennis area as well.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Just like a resort.
Yeah.
No, it was good. I highly recommend it. Also, alligators.
Love a good alligator.
Alligators everywhere.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
How about some show feedback?
Sure. I like Popcans, has to say. You guys jokingly said this was a light Switch week, but I don't think it was. There was the next installment in the SteamWorld series, which I'm very disappointed in. The fourth Box Boy game, first on the Switch, which is fantastic. Also, Picross Season 3, which is more Picross.
That's a great comment.
Okay, I can't tell.
Is he jokingly?
I don't know. That's what I'm like. I can't tell if this is sarcasm or delusion.
I mean, those are all three.
Those are things.
Highly regarded series, I guess. I don't know.
Is SteamWorld a highly regarded series?
Yeah, SteamWorld gets good reviews and gets given
I don't
away
even
a lot.
Know what a box boy is. I mean, I do. It's someone who works at the supermarket, but whatever.
There's four of them.
Yeah, I missed all of them somehow. All right, that was it. That's the best of the show feedback. Come on, guys, you gotta post some better show feedback. Otherwise,
I was gonna say, don't look at me. There was literally three comments. So
sad. Post.
I can only pull from the pool that I'm given.
This pool sucks.
I know.
Somebody took a shit in the pool.
That's what you get for vacationing in South Carolina.
The pool was heated. It was wonderful.
All right. I think we're at to watch this bitches.
Yeah, there was a little bit of dead air there, so I just had to clear that up. Yes.
I was drinking a beer.
Sorry.
I can't talk and drink a beer at the same time.
I don't even have a beer, and I ran out of water already. This show sucks.
How could you run out of water already?
Charleston area, all your beers are mediocre as well.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I drank a lot of them, but they...
You didn't like it.
They were fine.
Did you go to the birthplace of the Charleston Chew while you were down there?
I did not. We didn't go to Charleston proper.
Oh, okay. Did you dance the Charleston in Charleston? I think you have to, right?
I don't think we did. I don't think that was a requirement. How? What else do you know about Charleston? You sound pretty well versed.
I know that it is in the South.
Was it on some food show?
I know that there is a chew. There is, I believe, Robert Irvine's restaurants are in South Carolina. So I would check those out.
Too late.
I know. So that's all I know.
All right. So watch this, bitches.
Sure.
Are we talking about Endgame? Are we doing our spoilerless discussion of Endgame now? And
yes, we'll do post show spoilers. So no spoilers right now. All we're going to say, I guess, is that we all saw it.
And whether we liked it or not. And we can talk about it without spoiling any of the plot or anything.
Sure. It's got superheroes in it.
No, I mean, did you?
They're on the poster. The superheroes on the poster or in the movie?
Right.
I haven't seen the poster, so.
Oh, I spoiled that for you then.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Me too.
Good job.
Satisfying Thanks. Conclusion to the, I don't know, what do you call this? This phase of the Marvel Universe?
15 movies that we all watched before this?
Yes.
You only watched 15?
I don't remember how many. 22. How many
22. 22.
Whatever.
So the 21 movies you watched before it.
Oh.
And you've seen all of them.
Not me.
I certainly have.
I know.
Oh, what did you miss,
GP? What have you missed?
You can guess which one I missed.
How did you follow this plot?
How could you follow this without seeing Thor 2?
I didn't see Thor 2.
I know. As I was saying, how could you follow along?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You saw Thor 3, though, right?
Yeah, of course. More than once.
Okay. You have to see Thor 3.
Thor 3.
Thee.
No, everybody enjoyed. The woman in the theater next to me, in the seat next to me, who was not my wife.
Uh-huh.
She had a great time. Any of the jump scares in the movie, she almost got knocked out of her seat. Like she went flying in one direction. I'm glad it wasn't towards me because she was definitely in the other person's seat when during there's a couple like action jump scares, I guess. I don't know what you call them.
Huh? Okay, I don't remember those.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, they're not like scares. They're not. They're just like maybe unexpected action beats.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not scare was the wrong term.
Okay.
It had the result of a jump scare.
Right.
Even though I don't know if that was meant.
All I know is that when I went to the theater and we sat down and my whole family sat down, we had our four seats and I sat in the one closest to the middle, and I sit down. And direct, and these are these big recliner seats.
Wait, why is Shiprock laughing already?
Just because I just picture Wombat boxing out his family to get to the seat that's closest to the center of the screen.
Oh, no, everyone knows ahead of time. This is well established.
Oh.
I have a preference. No one else
the
does.
The best view is your preference.
I tie in the middle. Like no.
Oh, that's because you're a three.
Right.
We do parent, child, parent, child.
That's good.
So that's
how
we
should
do. Yes. And I usually sit next to Sabrina because Sabrina gets scared and Elliot doesn't. So Sabrina likes to sit next to me.
Right.
So because she gets scared at everything. But she didn't get scared during this. That's not a spoiler. She did not get scared. But sitting directly in front of me as soon as we get there is this man that had to be, I don't know, 900 pounds.
No.
He was giant.
Okay.
And he didn't, he was refusing, like, I didn't ask him, but, you know, you get down and everyone kind of reclines those seats a little bit. This guy was too big to recline the seat.
Oh, wow.
And he was super tall.
Now, you mean when you say too big, you mean too fat?
Not, he was fat. He was a big, fat guy. But also really tall.
Right. That's a bad combination.
And all I could see in front of me was his head.
Right.
And this was during the previews. And I'm sitting there going, I'm obviously not going to switch seats with my daughter and have her sit behind this guy. Like,
You thought about it.
I'm like, I could ask the guy if he can recline his seat, like if he could try.
Right.
And he was sitting there and on... These movie theater seats are like two-seaters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but his girlfriend was in the two-seater next to him, so they weren't sharing the love seat.
There was an empty space between them?
No.
Oh, no, I got it. Yes,
yeah, like, there was like two armrests between them.
Got it.
And then some random guy.
Yeah, on either side.
And apparently there was a group, they were like separating a whole other group. So... Before the movie started, the people in that group were like, hey, you know, we'll move if you want to sit next to your girlfriend. And he was like, oh, that would be great.
Oh, you got
and they
so
moved
lucky.
And all switched seats. And then some regular sized person sat in front of me and crisis solved before the movie started. But I was like, I didn't know what I was going to do.
Wow. So they didn't block any of your family?
No.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
He
did
moved to the other
your
direction.
View about reclining your plane seat into a tall person's legs at all?
Well,
this is kind of like the inverse of that.
No one on an airplane is watching the movie up on a big screen. But if someone behind me on an airplane said, "Hey, you're hurting my legs or whatever, or could you put your seat up?" I would do it.
I've asked that people to do that before, but it's pretty awkward.
I haven't been on an airplane in like 4 years, so I don't even know.
People still do it.
Okay. Let's say I haven't been on an airplane in a long time. I know seats are smaller than the last time I've been on an airplane.
Right.
So, I don't know.
No, I just had the lady next to me having a great time during Endgame. And I had a good time, too. Not as good as her, but it was emotional.
Both my children thought it was the best movie they've ever seen, despite my daughter asking me twice, how long have we been here during the movie?
My son shouted out people were talking. Like sometimes, you know, the theater was obviously full and it was a big theater.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like some big groups, of course. And so people were getting a little chatty at the beginning of the movie, you know, like talking to the screen and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my son like wanted to get in on that action. And so he shouted out something during a certain scene at the beginning of the movie. And it turned out like what he shouted out was like the next line of what was said on screen, basically. almost word for word. So I scolded him for yelling, of course, during the movie.
Yeah.
But I was impressed that he called out the call out the line. So yeah, I think we all enjoyed Endgame.
Yeah, there you go. What else is there to say without
talk more at the end of the show.
Yep.
I forgot. I saw another movie this week. You know,
what'd you see?
Well, you know, Cinemia, the movie plan that
longer exists.
That I bought, I paid for a year of service for, and I'm in about month. Where are we? Month six, I believe. Maybe
five.
Halfway there.
Maybe yeah. They went out of business, but it's still, the app still seems to work for me. So I'm still able to get tickets. So we're hoping that we can keep the party going. But we saw Missing Link. Ty and I saw Missing Link. He was off from school.
How was that?
It was really good. That's from the director of Kubo and the Two Strings.
Kubo and the Two Strings, yeah.
Yeah, so that, if you remember, that movie had a very unique artistic style. And
it's stop motion.
Yeah, this one has, but also
it's like high def Wallace and Gromit.
Exactly. And this one is the same, is a similar type of situation, and it has a really great look to it. And the movie was pretty funny as well. So and Ty liked it too, but this was like before we saw Endgame. So this was like the appetizer. But I would recommend that for families for sure. Though there are a couple of scary scenes, but it was funny and entertaining for adults too. I remember there was some bad behavior in the theater when we saw that. What was it? Oh, I was sitting next to a mom and her two kids. They were like directly next to us, and in the middle of the movie, the kids start fighting, like physically fighting with each other. I don't mean like punching each other.
Physically fighting, like you said.
Yeah, and the mom comes over and it's like yelling at them. It's the middle of the movie and the mom's now yelling at the kids to stop fighting, but like hunched over them. But she was, I'll give her credit, she moved the kids away from me and then she sat next to me and moved the kids off to the side and they behaved.
Is that when you put the hole in the bottom of the popcorn bag?
I didn't say a single thing or do a single thing. I just sat there and I was like, I don't know. Life is too short to get too upset at these situations,
while you're watching Missing Link.
While I'm watching Missing Link on a Thursday morning at right. 10:48. I already
right. You kind of signed up coming. For that when you.
Yeah, I knew what I was getting myself into.
Right,
but I do expect the kids to not be punching each other. Basically, at that point, I'm expecting kids to not be punching each other or running around. Anything else, I'm pretty much expecting to happen. But it was good. And also, right. Wombat, I watched that comedy show that you told me it was good and was good. What was that called?
I Think You Should Leave.
Why? I just got here.
Wah, wah. How far did you get?
Just the first episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you watched the best baby competition or whatever it's called.
Yes.
That sketch.
If you're a fan of what they call irreverent comedy sketches.
Absurdist humor.
This is for you. Like of the Tim and Eric type situations.
It's very Tim and Eric, and Tim is in one of the episodes. He does like a big part in one of the sketches. So
I couldn't tell if Mrs. Chibi liked it or was just, I don't know. She seems to be into it.
I tried to get my wife to watch it, and she didn't make it through the first half of the first episode.
Oh, no. They're short, too, which is good. Also works in my favor.
You should definitely watch more of it. There's some funnier bits. There are some funnier bits.
No, I like I like these shows that are... There's a place for shows that are about 20 minutes long or less.
Yeah, it moves and it's funny. It's funny and it's funny because it doesn't drag anything out. It just
right.
We're gonna do three sketches. This is gonna be 15 minutes long, and then we're gonna move right on to the next episode.
Right, it's the anti-SNL, pretty much.
Yeah, and this guy is a guy who was fired from SNL. So, yeah, to Tim Robinson, right? That's his name. He was on SNL for like maybe a season before he was fired.
Gotcha.
And this is shows that I think they may have made a mistake, but whatever.
I'll also say we watched the first couple episodes of Cobra Kai season 2.
And did you sweep the leg?
Nope, but it's fantastic so far. And the show should not exist. It's just too good. It just, it subverts your expectations is what it does. which is just like they took a source material that was basically cheesy and silly, and they made it into something very serious and adult, which defies basically everything that you know about Hollywood. So I don't know. You guys are waiting around, but Cobra Kai, it's fantastic. What else you got here?
We watched like a movie every night on vacation, but some of them I had not seen, like Fantastic Mr. Fox.
I've never seen it. That's a whatchamacallit movie, right?
Wes Anderson?
Thank you.
Yes.
Couldn't pull the name.
It is a Wes Anderson movie through and through, except all of the usual characters are animals and loosely based on a Roald Dahl novel.
I'll take your word for it.
Mm-hmm. That is it's a really good movie, but you really have to know your kids going into that one, I would say. It's a little bit violent, not overly violent, but more so than most kids' movies are now.
Right.
And they cuss a lot, but they just replace all the cuss words with the word cuss, which is
interesting.
It's weird. So then your kids are just going to ask you what that means, basically.
My kids know all the words.
Exactly.
They know all the words.
Right. So if you like Wes Anderson movies, though, it's really good. It's got all the same themes and awkwardness as his other movies.
You know, he did another one of those, Isle of Dogs.
Yeah, I need to watch that as well.
It's pretty weird.
Hmm? I'm sure it is.
It's pretty much not a kid's movie.
That's kind of how Fantastic Mr. Fox is, but kind of is as well. I don't know. I'm still working my way through when the kids will watch that one again. I guess if they ask to watch it, we'll watch it again.
Are they going to watch Captain Underpants again?
Yeah, I think we've already watched Captain Underpants like 1.5 times so far.
It's not bad.
No, Captain Underpants is surprisingly good and not what I thought the movie was going to be about going in.
You mean like that's another thing movie that I like the pacing on that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's very well paced. It moves along. It's snappy. The jokes land. It's surprisingly good.
Yeah. Have you seen that one, Cheapy?
No, that was, I believe, Ty and Mrs. Cheapy saw that when I was at E3. That was like...
Oh, okay.
They always go and do something.
Gotcha.
Like on the day that I leave.
Yeah, it's really good. Are they going to make a sequel to that?
I don't know. That's a good question. Hmm. There's a series on Netflix.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And Elliot likes that. He likes the Captain Underpants TV series. So...
We're going to start and reading the books.
There are some weird high concept episodes of that TV show, you know, that leans into the movie. So,
gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
We also watched Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Oh, Sherman and Mr. Peabody. Yeah. That's another one where my kids really like that and they like the TV series.
Okay. That one was pretty good. That has a lot of high concept jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like there's not a lot of funny humor in there for kids, which is... Makes it a tough watch. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Watch the TV series. It's a little bit better. For the kids, I mean.
I don't have Netflix. Those movies.
Oh, that's right. You don't have Netflix anymore. Oh, never mind.
Get that out of here.
How dare you?
Mm-hmm. Still good.
Mm. Are you going to go take the kids to go see Sonic the Hedgehog?
I definitely will. Definitely will.
Ugh.
It looks fine. The trailer looks fine. People are crazy.
No, it does not.
What do you mean? That's Jim Carrey in there. He's going to be good.
He looks good.
He looks good.
Fine. Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog seems a little weird.
You'll get used to it.
He's fine.
Will I?
Got used to the chipmunks, right?
No. No, I did
what
not.
What about the Smurfs?
No. No, I didn't. You know what? I've never liked the Smurfs, and I never really was into the chipmunks. So I may be biased going into those.
I didn't think it looked that bad.
No, I don't think it looks that bad either.
I do.
I think the Gangster's Paradise choice was weird. It had nothing
to
do
with gangster.
It had nothing to do with what was going on screen the entire time.
They just liked the song. They got a good deal on the song, probably.
I guess.
Shouldn't
is Coolio
it be like,
a big Sonic band?
What song would you replace it with?
Speed Racer.
No, because
the techno one. The techno version.
Wow.
Let's break that speed record. Go, speed, go.
No.
It'd be good.
I don't know. There's got to be other songs about going fast.
I Can't Drive 55.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Any song from the Cars movies?
There's a lot. Cannonball Run, theme from Cannonball Run.
Yeah.
Cannonball. Cannonball.
Cannonball. I'm sure that movie will do fine at the box office.
I don't think it will.
By the way, I dare you to watch Cannonball Run now. It's so bad.
I loved that movie so much when I was 8.
When's the last time you've watched it?
Oh, probably when I was 9.
You have to watch. Just try to watch it.
Did we watch it at E3 one year?
I watched it. No, I watched it at home. I watched it with Ty at some point, and I think I talked about it on the show. Yeah. That was like Wombat. It was one of my favorite movies, Cannonball Run.
It's a great movie.
It's unwatchable now.
I refuse to believe it's unwatchable now.
You will. I mean, you'll see how shitty the production of the movie is in certain scenes where you'll see people watching them film the movie in the background. And you're like, why is that in the movie? I can see everybody just watching the camera. And I see the camera
how
like the crane.
How dare you besmirch the directorial prowess of stuntman turned director Hal Needham? Seriously.
It's
the
bad.
The man is a legend.
It's cringe-worthy bad. It's racist. It's yes, sexist.
It is all of those things.
It's just the it's bad. Everything that Bruce, Burt Reynolds says is just awful. It's almost like there's no script.
It's supposed to be though, right?
It's almost like there's no script. And
I don't
just,
think there was.
I don't think there was a script.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a script.
It's unbelievably bad.
I don't even know where would I watch it?
I don't know. I found it somehow.
It's not streaming anywhere.
I found it somehow. Oh, it's bad. Okay. Where are we here? I think we're on new releases.
Yeah, new releases. You've been playing Days Gone, have you not?
Yeah, Wombat came through with the Days Gone review code.
For you.
For me, I'm saying.
Yep.
For sure. Like he said he was going to make it happen. He came through. So I've been playing it.
I hope so, because I didn't take the code.
No, I've been playing it, and I've been having a good time with it so far. I've seen that it's gotten some... I don't know. Is it mixed reviews? Or I haven't looked recently to see.
I would say I think it's hovering in the sevens on your site.
Okay.
Of, sites.
I think. Well, I mean, it's my only complaints with the game so far. Well, one, there's a patch every day, which is, I guess, that's good. I'm glad they're fixing things, but it's a little weird. But that's not a complaint. My big complaint, if I have one, is that the main character is not very likable so far. And he talks to himself sort of like Popeye, but not in an amusing way like Popeye does. He's got like the mumbling, but it's more like, why
does
am
he
I
have
so-
the, does he have, does he sound like he's been smoking like 80 packs a day like Popeye?
No.
Or is it more like a Spider-Man thing? Like surly Spider-Man?
Yeah. It's. But not just surly, but like a little crazy too. And I think that that's supposed to be in touch with what the character is. But I don't know that you want to play that as a protagonist in a long adventure game.
So
are
is
you,
it a
are
lot
you
of
riding his wife enough?
Am I what riding his wife?
Yes.
No, you're not married to the motorcycle. That would be a good game though.
No, but there's that cutscene, right?
What? He
Have you not gotten
the
to
motorcycle?
That? No, there's his wife during their wedding ceremony.
Uh-huh.
She says something about he better ride her more than he does his motorcycle.
Oh, that's very risque.
So is this game mostly action? Because I couldn't really
absolutely
gather from it. So it's a lot of killing. Are you killing hordes and hordes of zombies?
You are killing. There are zombies infiltrating the land, and you're in the Pacific Northwest driving your motorcycle through the woods, basically trying to survive. You're doing some looting, you're getting gas for your motorcycle, you're getting parts so you can, you know, craft better melee weapons. You'll find like nests of these, they're called freaks in this game, but they're zombies, obviously. I like the combat, I like the mechanics of the game. I that's really my only complaint so far is that I don't really like the main character very much. He's just sort of okay, but it's, I don't know. I think the game looks great. I like driving the motorcycle around. I find it fun to drive the motorcycle. And I wish there was some.
So is there, because these are the things I care about.
Yeah, go.
Is there like upgrades? Are you leveling yourself up? Are you upgrading your motorcycle?
Yeah, the motorcycle.
Do you change the way you look? Do you get new weapons? What's the deal here?
It seems like mostly you're upgrading your motorcycle.
Okay.
You're also able to purchase new weapons. You are not, as far as I can tell, you're not changing your look. At least not yet.
All right, I'm out.
The look was a big part. I mean, you have this cool biker look, very detailed biker look with the tattoos and everything and the rings and the denim. But I don't know. It's so far so good for me.
Okay. And the combat, see, because when I first saw the first like look of this game, I guess,
yeah,
I thought it was more survival and less action. Are you saying it's not really a survival? There's not like a survival element to it other than your, you know, usual just don't die?
The survival element is that you have to, at least so far for me, you know, there's not unlimited ammo. I've run out of ammo and had to sort of run away at times. Not so much now because, you know, now I know to look for in the police cars and just stop my bike when I see a police car. But I like killing the zombies. I like using the melee weapons and I like shooting them.
Well, you know, everyone likes killing zombies.
It's pretty fun.
Even in video games.
Satisfying. I read the reviews and it sounds like it can get repetitive, but I don't know. So far, I'm enjoying it.
Good.
Days Gone. I don't know. It doesn't sound like it's a shame. Like, I feel like this game was really close to being great. Like, it's not far. It's not like this game is broken or not fun to play. There's just some design decisions that I think were just off a little bit. Like, we're not talking about anything major. So that's always a little frustrating.
Wait for the sequel, 2 days to Gone, and we'll fix everything.
I hope enough people buy it so that there's a sequel. Like, do they have to? They create like their own engine for this game? Like, where?
I don't know. I don't like, work for them.
It seems like it's a. If this is sort of a one and done, it would be a shame because it seems
well,
like
it's a first party title, so yeah. You never know.
It seems like there's some good guts there, but I don't know.
Sony guts.
Although the frame rate could be better on my PlayStation Pro, it could be a little higher. But maybe there'll be a new patch tomorrow.
The game uses Unreal Engine 4.
Okay, got it. No, it looks. I mean, it looks. I've heard of that. It sounds like a popular choice. It does. It is amazing when you see. I haven't come across it very often, but I've like the zombie swarm, where it's like Game of Thrones style. It's pretty impressive, and your only choice at that point is just to get on your bike and get the fuck out of there. Pretty cool. Anything else for new releases this week?
Ugly Dolls, An Imperfect Adventure. That's based on the new movie.
Yes, it is.
That'll probably be in my house at some point.
Good luck with that.
Yep. Let's see here. Anything for the Switch? There's like 60 games this week.
I just wanted to point out that there's an indie game called Dig Dog.
Okay.
That got my attention just because of the name. It's a good name.
Because it's one letter off from a lawsuit.
Right. And, you know, I haven't even actually looked at the game to see what it is, but it just caught my attention on Twitter or something.
Oh, wow, look at that right below it.
Right. And then I noticed also this week is a game coming out called Ding Dong XL.
Which is just adding an N to both words.
And that's a 99-cent game, so I'm sure it's very high quality. So,
well, you know, it is XL. If you're going to have a ding-dong, you want it to be XL.
Right. Ding-dong. Look at that. Not a lot of quality control, it looks like, on that.
And who could forget Robox?
Yeah.
Which is a ripoff of Rock'em Sock'em Robot, but with a name that makes you want to think of Roblox.
Right. It's a double ripoff.
It's a double ripoff.
Yeah.
And I was looking at Hotel Dracula. For everyone who likes Hotel Transylvania but can't afford the license, uh-huh. Hotel Dracula.
What about Super Blood Hockey, Cheapy? Have you played that one?
Super Blood Hockey, yes, I have played that one. I believe okay. I have that on PlayStation. Yeah, it was okay. Well, maybe I have it on Steam. I don't know where. I have it somewhere, I think.
So is Witch Thief someone who steals witches?
Or a pun? I don't know. Anything else?
I don't think so. That looks like...
Oh, Box Boy plus Box Girl is out. Yeah, I don't want to offend that one person that cares about that.
That was the fourth one, right?
I don't know. He didn't say a title.
Well, we represented.
Yeah, this could be a fifth one. I'm glad to see the supermarket is expanding its hiring and now has girls working there.
Woohoo! 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, right. New releases.
Yes. There was I don't know. I liked Days Gone so far. I it seemed like a lot of the reviews were very, I don't know, they're very angry.
People like to be angry at stuff, especially stuff that they are the easy targets, I feel.
But why, yeah, like, I get this is sort of low-hanging fruit in that it's a new IP and the developer is not, like, an untouchable from a criticism point of view, at least, you know, in terms of Twitter and message boards and such.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, like, why a reviewer would be it's like, when I was reading the reviews, it sounded almost like they were offended having to have played the game, and that it was like a waste of their time in a way. And I wonder, maybe they didn't get the review code promptly enough. I don't know. But apparently it's a pretty long game. So I can see people being sort of jaded if they had
Well, good luck. We look forward to your comments.
You think I can get through? You think I can get through it?
I think you can get through.
Okay.
Why don't you do the ad?
I would love to talk about our new sponsor, Green Chef. What is Green Chef? Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. And Green Chef is owned by HelloFresh, so you know it's good. Green Chef offers a wider array of meal plans, so if you've got a special diet, Green Chef has you covered. They offer paleo, keto, vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, gluten-free, Mediterranean, Heart Smart, Lean and Clean, and Omnivore. This is really good timing that these guys came to us, because I was talking about Mrs. Cheapy about doing something a little more low-carb. Because, you know, I'm exercising a lot now and I'm trying to get rid of like this fat area, and low carb. That's where you want to be. So they sent us some boxes so we could check out the food.
I was going to say, did we all get the same things?
I don't know. I can tell you what I made, and then you can tell me what you made.
Okay. What'd you make? You show me yours. I'll show you mine.
We made the kale chicken salad.
I made that. It was delicious.
It was really good. And Ty was like looking at it and he was very skeptical, because when you look at the picture, it's a lot of green. It's like, you know, it's a
salad.
It's a salad.
So it's a salad.
It was a lot of green. And he was like, well, but you know, it had oranges in it and a mango dressing.
And nuts.
And everybody ate it all. So it was a real big hit in our house. So since we're HelloFresh experts, it was, you know, it's basically just like HelloFresh, but with these specialized, if you have a specialized diet.
Did you have the stuffed peppers?
No.
The Philly stuffed peppers?
What was it stuffed with?
Oh, it was like Philly cheesesteak stuffed peppers.
Oh man, that sounds good.
It was ground beef and cheese and onions. In a pepper. So you roasted the pepper.
Right, low carb.
So it's like
low carb.
Nice charred pepper. Yeah, it was gluten-free, I want to say.
Okay.
And it came with potatoes instead of like a rice or something. Mm. It was a gluten-free meal. It was so good. I really liked that one a lot.
Yeah, you can switch off between HelloFresh and Green Chef. You just need to mix it up.
Did you have the salmon?
No, we got a different box. I forget which box I got, but I remember.
I also had salmon. It was very good. What was your two other things?
It was a crab. Now. It was a crab. You're making me hungry now. It was like a vegan crab cake. artichoke crab cake. Yeah, it's good stuff, man. So Green Chef makes cooking easy with dinner options that work around your lifestyle, not the other way around. Enjoy clean ingredients you can trust, seasonally sourced for peak freshness, because with Green Chef, it's easy to eat well and discover new recipes every week that you'll love to cook. For $50 off your first box of Green Chef, go to greenchef.us/cadcast. That's $50 off your first box of Green Chef at greenchef.us/cadcast. Now it's time for news, multi-platforming, and Wombat's awesome Apex Assault. I can't get excited about Apex. Sorry.
It's okay. We're all done with it.
But we can get excited about Mortal Kombat 11.
We sure can, because we all have it.
Wombat came through again. He's on a roll.
Mm-hmm. I'm a good person.
Well,
it's my birthday. I'm handing out the gifts.
Yeah. Yeah, because I wasn't going to buy it. I was going to wait. I was very prepared in my mind to wait for the big edition that comes out.
But you don't have to.
I know. So I've been playing it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Our friends at NetherRealms came through and said, we love you guys. Literally, we love you guys. Please play our game.
I don't think that's what happened.
That is 100% what happened.
We love you guys on like the sea level. That's why you're in like the third wave.
Oh yeah, no. We were we love you guys here, you know, but you know.
Not that
much. You
know. Just a little. We like you guys. You guys are okay.
We like you guys very much.
No, but I've been playing the story mode and the tower mode.
Yes, I did the tower tutorial thing to unlock the timed ones.
Yep.
And I did, I think, the first two acts of the story.
The story, there's a lot of cutscenes. Those are not just short little filler. It's a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they do with these games now.
The screen will dim if you do not touch your controller at points. That's how long the cut. It happened. That's how long. I'm not joking. It's no joke. I mean, that happened to me last night.
You can skip them.
You certainly can skip them. And I, you know, it's... Look, no one will look at a Mortal Kombat game and think that it doesn't have enough content in it, or that they've cheaped out somehow. You can see they've spent a lot of time putting together this story, and there's a lot of cutscenes, which is great. I mean, and the story seems pretty fun and bloody.
So and this weird. Is what I did for you, by the way.
Ooh!
When I was doing the tower tutorial, I was playing as Sub-Zero. And I did his fatality.
Yes.
And then I did the record that.
Uh-huh.
I tried to send it to you, but the Xbox app doesn't want to work anymore, so I couldn't just send it to you. So the next time you're on your Xbox, you should be able to watch my video of how I did a fatality. Because you said you were having difficulty with it, and I'm telling you, it's surprisingly easy to pull off fatalities. You don't need the easy fatality.
No. I'm saying that I did the regular fatality, but I saw when I hit start and it gives you the moves, it just shows you the easy fatality, which is hold down right trigger and push A.
Yeah, which you have to have those. You have to buy those.
Right.
It's dumb.
They don't tell you that in the menu.
Yeah.
I figured that out.
They tell you how to do the fatalities. You have to like go to...
Yes, you have to go into the menu farther. Yeah. Yes, I get it. Why show me... It's a little shitty that they're showing me when I just hit the start button and they're giving you the quick moves. Why are you showing me moves that I have to like pay money for?
Because they want you to pay money for it.
Hey, yeah. Wombat got it right.
but you are also right. When you hit the start button, it should just show you what the fatalities
are. If I don't have it, don't show it to me. It's stupid.
I also think that it should just be easy fatalities.
Yes.
Something that you've been saying for a long time.
It's stupid.
It's not like it adds or takes away anything from the game to just have easy fatalities.
Don't make me do virtual currency bullshit to have easy fatalities. It's
especially in a game that otherwise is flawless. So, you know.
Right.
You don't need to do this. Like how I dropped that? Flawless.
No, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I know you like that.
It hurt my feelings. Actually,
yeah, it is pretty good though. It's a lot of fun.
Good.
I like playing.
I will start playing it probably right after we stop doing the show.
It's pretty insane.
I was playing as Jax. That's the character that I use the most so far. Don't ask me why.
He's good.
Like
Jax is awesome.
Because Jax is awesome
in the original. I don't know about. I haven't played.
He has one, and it's not even like a move. I mean, it's not like it's anything difficult. It's forward and Y. and or black and white, doesn't matter. Where he just hits the guy on the head with his big metal arm.
Dong.
Just right on the top of the head. And it is funny every time.
That was in the original. His original, one of his original moves.
I know, but it looks so good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The game looks ridiculous.
It's just visually, this game, the character models are huge.
Yep. And the problem is, if you have kids, it's so gross. And the fidelity is so good. It's just not a good combination for kids.
I may have let my son watch the Sub-Zero Fatality.
Which one?
Elliot, my son.
No, which Fatality?
He's the only one of those I have.
Which Fatality?
Sub-Zero.
No, but he has two. I mean, describe the Fatality.
Oh, the one where he freezes the guy in the block and then he chops his head off and then he freezes the head and he makes the head explode. I'll let my son watch that.
What did he think?
He goes, that's so awesome. Can I watch it again? And I said, no, go away. I shouldn't have let you watch it once.
No, you're going to get me arrested.
No. Look, would I let my daughter watch that? No, because she would get scared.
Right. But she
it's different.
It.
Different kids have different
It's
feelings.
Fine. I'm not judging you.
Yeah, I know.
Not with
I'm
this,
just
anyway.
Saying. Yeah.
Everything but else, I'm judging you.
Would I sit with him on the couch and play the game? No.
Right. It's pretty amazingly disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Although I remember in the last one on Mortal Kombat X, when I would play with Leatherface, something about playing with Leatherface for me felt really disturbing. So who knows?
Some of them are, because the models are so good that the scary guys look really scary.
Really scary. Like, there was just something about it that it was very unsettling.
Scarecrow in the DC game was just like that, too.
Yeah.
I felt weird playing when Ty was around, because just his model was so
creepy.
Scary looking, yeah.
But Jax is just a dude with metal arms. So it's just...
right. He's racist, too. Don't forget.
Yeah, that's right.
It's part of canon.
Well, that's why I like playing with them. We both hate white people. Right. I mean, it goes, you know, so it checks.
All right, can we talk about the big Borderlands event today?
Sure. They showed more Borderlands gameplay.
Yep.
It's looks like Borderlands to me.
It looks real good to me.
Good.
Looks fine.
No, it looks real good.
Looks fine.
Yeah. It looks good.
It looks fine.
Good. Just say it looks good, Wombat.
It looks so good, I still have an erection from when I first watched the trailer.
It's impressive.
Well, I know. My erection, yes, it's very impressive.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
You know what was also impressive?
What?
The Randy Pitchford's Twitter freakout.
His
right
Trumpian
afterwards.
Twitter freakout?
It wasn't that. I don't know. How bad was that? Well, let's describe it.
18-parter.
It was an 18-part tweet because...
No, it was more than that.
Game Informer accurately reported on the type of viable content there's going to be for this game.
Right. Randy was, you know, doing this big presentation where they showed, you know, all this gameplay and I think a new official trailer. And at the end of it, he, you know, the reaction, of course, from the crowd was really hyped up. And you can tell he was hyped up. And then he went on to say... how this is going to be like the most polished Borderlands game ever because they've had so much time to work on it. And also went on to trumpet how it wasn't going to have, you know, microtransactions. But then he went and he said, well, first he said, you know, we're going to have skins and stuff like that, but we're not going to have microtransactions, which I interpreted as we're not going to sell you loot boxes. You know, we have loot boxes in this game that you find, but we're not going to sell them to you. And we're not, you know, with virtual currency.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have those two things. And then I guess Game Informer put up an article saying that, well, the, you know, selling skins is our microtransactions, technically.
It is.
They are. And so we're saying that, you know,
that's where it all started at.
Yeah. That Randy misspoke on stage or something like that. And then Randy's now like, you guys calling me a liar? You know, you broke my heart, Fredo. And then he posted an 18 tweet manifesto about, you know, how I think was about how he's fighting back against these types of microtransactions. And you don't understand how hard it is. And so it sort of broke his heart to have people call him out.
But they're still in the game.
Right. But he just misspoke, I think.
That's fine.
He misspoke twice. He misspoke when he during the presentation when he said there was no microtransactions. When what he probably meant to say was there's no virtual currency and we're not selling loot boxes. And then whatever he typed on Twitter afterwards was a
an 18 tweet misstep.
No, the 18 tweets, that part was fine. It was all the stuff that came before that where he
the 18 part wasn't
that wasn't whatever. Fine.
It was sure.
That was at least like looked like somebody from PR might have went through that.
I don't think so.
I might have went through it.
They're still going through his USB drive. PR the only monitor thing is Twitter.
I don't know.
I think he typed that from Medieval Times.
I knew what he meant when he said it.
One grog too many.
I wish that he caught it and was able to correct himself because what he was still saying, I thought, was impressive enough, saying, hey, we're not going to sell you. You could tell, like, before that, the lead up to that was all like, look, this is going to be Borderlands like you remember it. It's not going to be Destiny. He didn't say it's not going to be Destiny, but he kept emphasizing, this is what you want, the fans. This is going to be like old Borderlands. And when I heard that, I'm like saying, okay, this is not Destiny. Shipwreck doesn't have to be worried.
Right.
And then he went right from that to talking about how we're not having microtransactions. We're going to have some skin, you know, we'll have skins and stuff like that, but we're not going to have microtransactions, which I
saw a lot of people making fun of that because he, what was that game? Battleborn? Was that the one?
Okay. Yep.
How he kept saying how that game wasn't going to be a MOBA. It's not a MOBA. It's not a MOBA. And then the game came out and it was a MOBA.
Oh. Well, okay.
So it's not like there isn't precedence for him saying something isn't going to be something, and then it is that something.
I will say this. If they, regardless of what happened today, which was, it's hard to put yourself in somebody else's shoes.
This is
going to
be a persistent online-only multiplayer shooter.
He said it's not. He said
I know. I know.
I don't think, I think that he is being truthful. In his mind, he was being truthful because he's thinking, we're not selling loot boxes. We don't have virtual currency. And that's a big, considering that 2K is the publisher and you know how much success they have with those types of transactions, to have that not be in his game, he considers probably a big victory. Mm-hmm. And now to have that sort of twisted around and thrown back in his face was like upsetting because he probably had to work hard for that. So I do feel a little sympathy for him in that situation, but
you're a nicer person than I am.
You do live events and you're not reading off a teleprompter. These are the things, these are the challenges that you face.
You left your presentation at Medieval Times.
This is why people use a teleprompter because it's hard. It's hard to speak off the cuff.
Well, I think people don't like to say that their game has microtransactions, even when that's what their game has as well. Like even if they don't have loot boxes, they still don't like to say the word microtransaction,
right?
Just because of the connotation, even though that's exactly what they're going to be selling.
He may just consider that cosmetics, not microtransaction. He may consider microtransactions virtual currency.
Correct, but consumers consider anything that they're going to have to pay for as microtransactions.
And I think we can all agree that if you have a disagreement with a journalist, and especially about like a video game presentation and something you said, maybe don't drop F-bombs in their direction in public. It's just not – it's not necessary, and it's not helping your cause in any way.
He's been like this forever, though.
It's just – it's weird. I mean, look, he's created this huge franchise and that's a lot of success comes with that, and certainly that has an effect on people's personalities.
Even before, I think he was that successful, though, he had the same personality. Right.
Well, he is an entertainer, Shipwreck.
He is.
And I was entertained by his Twitter, his tweets, so.
Yeah.
Good job.
Just make sure Borderlands 3 is good.
I think the message, the overall message from that presentation is not that Randy's a little off. It's that Borderlands 3 is going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty safe.
That should be the takeaway.
Yeah, that was my takeaway. There's some new VR news. There's two new VR products, mainstream VR products coming out that I don't think will move the needle on VR at all, either of them. There's the Oculus Quest, which is the $400 wireless one that you don't need a PC for. It's all self-contained. Which, I don't know, but it still looks like a, you know, it's still goggles on your face.
But what does it play? Like the same, how do you play PC games on it?
It's got a small PC built in there. And so there's...
It's got an OUYA right in it.
So you download the games from...
Yep, an online marketplace.
Okay.
And they have games like, let me see, where's the game? Beat Saber, I know, is on there.
But is this better or worse than, say, PlayStation VR?
Like, technology-wise?
Yes.
I don't know. Okay. I think that the resolution looks higher.
I've already lost interest. What's the next
thing? Yeah, it doesn't matter. The point is that it's just more of the same, but it's a slight iteration of the hardware. It's nothing that if you had looked at VR before and
why are you still talking about it?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Wombat wants to hear about the $1,000 version.
The $1,000 one is Valve's new premium system that's got super high resolution and high frame rate and all kinds of tracking. And it's $1,000.
Yeah, I'll pass on that too.
So again, if you weren't excited by the previous offerings of VR, this is just more of the same. So I don't know. I don't think these are a big deal. This is a big deal, though. Epic just bought Psyonix, the developer of Rocket League.
So they own Rocket League now.
They own Rocket League.
That's crazy. That's a game that gets played in my house often.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, coming off the Steam store at some point.
That's okay. We play it on the Xbox.
They're going to pull it right off Xbox? No.
Ah, don't tell me. Tell Elliot.
It's getting review bombed right now because people, uh-huh. because gamers. But I don't know. Seems like a good move.
It does, although I'm sure that the game has a loyal Steam following, which would be why people would be upset. I could understand that.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's okay. You know what? Back in the day, there were no launchers. You got the game, you installed it on your computer, and it just sat there. Each game had its own launcher. And there was no way that we could just say, oh, look, there's a big list of all my games in one spot that I can jerk off to.
Really?
And we were fine. You know what? It was fine.
I had that. I just used a notebook.
Shipwreck used Excel.
You said, did they have Excel in 87?
Lotus 1-2-3.
All right.
That's what I used to track my fantasy hockey stats. I mean, not my fantasy hockey, my Wayne Gretzky hockey on PC.
Nice.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
Earthworm Jim?
No.
I know. Rocket League. So, I mean, I guess when they move from Steam completely off and only onto the Epic Store, and you own the game on Steam, I assume you'll still be able to play it.
Yeah.
And you still have all your current content.
You
won't be able to buy new content for the
game. Right, which is a major point of the game, and there won't be new players as well, right?
Is there a way that they can, you know, Epic's, you know, they make Fortnite. And on Fortnite, if you have a username and a login and you logged in to, say,
I'm sure they'll work that out,
Rocket League into the Epic Store with your Epic account, could it carry all your stuff over so you can then just start playing on the Steam Store without losing any progress or content? And this way you can be part of the new ecosystem. Or does that just make too much sense?
No, I think the idea, I'm sure they're going to have some sort of migration. But the idea is, if you're going to start playing now, don't play on Steam.
Yeah,
just go right to Epic.
Or play it on the Xbox, which is on Game Pass.
You don't have to worry about it.
It's free there. Well, free-ish.
Did we want to say anything?
With a monthly fee. Huh?
Right. Did we want to say anything about Earthworm Jim coming
out?
He's back.
It's coming to what now? Like the Commodore?
It's coming to the Intellivision Amico.
I don't
exclusively.
Oh
my God! What?
I don't even know what that is.
I'm just.
I mean,
looking,
I know what an
Intellivision
is, but
I haven't seen a picture of this thing before.
Oh, okay.
Or the name,
the Amico.
Why are they calling it something that's so close to Amiga, which was also a gaming system?
to the Amiibo.
And the Amiibo.
I like those controllers, though. Those are cool looking, you know, Intellivision style controllers.
Those controllers are fucking hard. Do you remember how horrible they were?
Oh, I know. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it looks cool.
What? I mean,
you can look cool and be horrible at the same time. I mean, just look at you.
Uh huh.
So there's a live stream coming May 4th. For more information.
I'm still trying to get my mind around these controllers. It looks like my thumb won't.
I mean, it's somewhere between $150 and $180, right?
Uh huh.
And then all the games are supposed to be exclusive.
And they're all between $3 and $8.
Right.
I mean, that's an affordable console.
So for $158, you can play the new Earthworm Jim.
Sweet.
Yes.
Which is made by the original development team, or at least some of them.
I don't remember liking the original Earthworm Jim that much.
You suck.
I guess.
It was good.
I didn't say it was bad. I just said I don't remember.
Right. Hmm. It's no Tron Deadly Discs.
Nothing is Tron Deadly Discs.
I really enjoy Earthworm Jim and Earthworm Jim 2.
I just hope it has that He-Man game on it. That was good. Intellivision He-Man.
Are they going to have Snafu? And Subhunt?
Lock and Chase.
I mean, they have all of those that they can bring back, right?
I assume so.
Does Tommy Tallarico own all of those games now?
I'm not sure. It seems like that would be something you'd... But who cares? Like, who's looking for Subhunt? Nobody. Oh, well, good luck. I have a nice collection of Intellivision boxes, as Shipwreck found out when I sent him his replacement microphone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to the CAG bag. There's one CAG bag question, and then we're going to do the spoiler Avengers Endgame spoiler talk. This question comes from @ChristianVizina, and he says, with the rising cost of consumer tech, do you think consumers are ready to pay for significantly more powerful consoles this coming generation, or should we expect good enough hardware around the $400 price point again?
I think people are expecting significantly more powerful consoles at the $400 price point.
Well, that's what people want.
That's what people want.
But what seems to happen is the company that is winning forgets that the $400 price point is really important. Especially if they've blown out, like had like a really good run with their last console.
So you think Sony's going to launch at like $650 or something stupid?
For $500 is stupid enough, I think.
Did the Xbox One launch at $500?
And it was over.
It was a disaster.
It was over already. It was just over right there and then Sony came out $400. It was over.
So it really depends on the answers. It really depends on who really wants to win the next console generation. If they can come out with something that's significantly more powerful at that $400 price point, then you know that's the winner.
It's the memories are very short, it seems, in this industry. So I don't know, we'll see. I mean, I think they know now that you can't have a $500 console. The only way you can is if it's got something that's really demonstrably has value in it. Like
a Kinect.
And you could see like that is a physical item, but it still did. No one thought that was worth an extra $100. Like nobody. So it can't be something like that. It has to be something that it's just like a no brainer. Like, wow, I'm getting like really good value out of this extra $100. Like whether it's like a pro.
And it shouldn't be a peripheral.
What about like a controller, like super high-end controller?
Enough. But why? What would make it better than say, why is that worth me spending extra just to buy the box when you could just do like what you did with the Elite?
Right, right. You're right.
Because I'm perfectly happy with the Xbox controller as is now.
Yeah, I can't think of a good reason offhand, but they would have to. That would be their job if they're going to price something at $500 or more.
Wireless console.
No.
I'm just trying
to be good. Yeah, it would have to be something like that where you're just
or
like,
a large size solid state drive as opposed to one that comes with a smaller standard hard disk drive.
I think you just put out one at launch though.
Yeah, but I could see like that could be some the Wombat. What Wombat just said, the solid state drive. Like, didn't Sony mention that?
Yeah, they're gonna have a SSD in theirs. Yes,
but I don't think that. I mean, that's something that you could as a company, you can try to convince people is worth an extra $100. I don't know how successful you'll be if that's it.
And it's also the whole idea of as we move more towards a digital ecosystem, and having that solid state drive, how much are you really going to have on there before you plug in an external drive where the extra whatever you spent on that solid state drive is pointless.
Right. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think, yeah, I said what I thought. $400 to where you got to be.
Sounds good.
All right. Let's wrap things up. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, of course. Remind everybody go to greenchef.us/cadcast to get $50 off your first box. And that's it.
Bread's done for now.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's time for our Avengers Endgame spoiler-filled discussion. There are spoilers starting from right now.
Now?
Now there are spoilers.
In 3, 2.
No, now.
1.
Captain America is a crab person.
Captain America has herpes? Is that what you were about to say?
I don't know. No. I don't know what I was going to say.
So the movie opens up.
No, I'm just kidding. No. I will say that I cried, not cried, but I had tears during several parts of the movie. And there were some like whimpering sounds that might have come out of me.
Yeah.
Like not like a one off, like a uh-huh. like a You know what I mean?
Like yeah, I'm right there with you on that one.
Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, that was a little loud.
Right.
That, yeah. I had none of that during any point of that movie.
Or any movie.
I'm glad
or any movie.
Or in life in general.
In life in general. I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, I'm sure you enjoyed
my
all
favorite
the
part,
sad parts.
My favorite part is when the little girl's dad died. That was my favorite part. I laughed so hard.
Cheeseburgers? You like cheeseburgers?
Oh, she's like, I love you 3,000. I was like, ah, you sucker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, it was fine.
It was fine.
I definitely made that noise during when she was talking to Happy.
Oh, yep. Mm. Me too. That was the I thought we were through this and right. Then we've got another scene of this with this like most adorable kid
right.
ever.
Right.
Morgan Stark. Were you surprised that Tony Stark and Pepper had a kid?
I didn't think about it at all, so
All right. Now, were you surprised to see the kid from Iron Man 3?
I actually knew that the kid from Iron Man 3 was going to be in the movie, so I wasn't.
Which kid?
Oh, you know when they're panning through that funeral shot where it shows the different groupings of people from the different movies?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then there's just
this random kid standing there by himself.
That tall kid with the floppy hair.
Yep.
And who is he in Ragnarok?
He's not in Ragnarok.
No, Iron Man 3.
Oh, Iron Man 3.
He's the kid that helps him out in the desert or the suburbs or whatever.
It's not in the desert.
The suburbs.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Whatever they call those. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the scene where, before I forget, the scene where Ty called out was the scene where Thor takes off Thanos' head.
Mm-hmm. And he yelled out, go for the head.
Ty yelled out, went for the head that time or something like that. Or he went for the head. No, he yelled out, he went for the head. And I was like, shh. It's like, Ty, I get it. I said, Ty, you're very clever. I'm proud of you. Don't yell out at the screen. I said, I appreciate your intelligence. It's not appropriate to yell out during the movie. Just because other people are doing it doesn't mean it's open season.
Did you think Thanos was going to come back when they killed him the first time?
I didn't know. I didn't watch any trailer. I didn't know anything. I didn't think.
I figured he was going to come back because at that point, then we had 2 hours and 45 minutes of movie with no villain.
or there was, I mean, they could have made that whole, villain. They could have done that whole movie.
You think they're
going to
introduce a new villain in Endgame? Just,
well, you know, they had the whole time.
Ultron's back, everybody.
I spent zero time before this movie came out thinking about what they were going to do in the movie. I have to say, I spent 0 minutes.
Were you happy? Well, did you care with the idea of time travel in this movie? Like, is it something that bothered you?
I took their advice and didn't think about it.
Yeah. Okay. Like, they My say, advice.
Don't think
mean?
About it. No, the movie they say advice. Don't think about it. Yeah. They say don't think about it. Just, you know.
You were able to do that, separate yourself from the from the logic and just be like, whatever. Yep. This is a movie. This is a comic book on screen.
Yes.
I don't have to rationalize this.
Correct.
No, I appreciate. I applaud you because that doesn't seem like something that you are normally able to do.
The only thing I was trying to think of was with when Captain America went back at the end.
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
And he decided to go marry his sweetheart.
He wanted to peg Peggy
instead of come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So there's no Captain America now, or there's two Steve Rogers living in that timeline.
There's two,
and the Steve Rogers who went back in time now is living in secret.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's not that he's living in secret; he's just not living out loud.
Well, he's not using the name Steve Rogers, presumably.
How do you know? Maybe he is.
Because that would be weird if
it's a pretty common name.
It's not like, yeah, it's not like.
But he looks like fucking Steve Rogers.
Tony Stark is the kind of name that you would, that would be hard to get away.
But if you look like,
he's Roger Stevens.
But he doesn't look identical to Steve Rogers' Captain America when Captain America is being Captain America. He looks like an older gentleman.
But why? But at some point.
Because it's been almost, because it's been 60 years.
Right? I see. He aged a lot by the time they unfroze.
Unfroze him. Yeah.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. See, it's better just not to think about this shit. Somebody else figured it out.
Thought about it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been thinking about it for a long time.
So here's the timeline and here's how it works. Captain America gets injected with the serum. He takes the airplane. He nosedives into the ocean. He gets frozen. He then gets thawed out in 2012, 2010.
We got it.
He has to get thawed out.
I get it.
And in Avengers, can, right. in order
to
go back.
He has to make
back.
All the movies. Right. He has to make a lot of movies before he gets to go back.
Go back.
Time.
Exactly.
I got it. No, I think it was a very satisfying conclusion.
So
I like that. I mean, so now the next series of movies is going to be Valkyrie as Thor. And Thor is in
Guardians 3. I really want to see Guardians 3. Guardians 3, The Search for Spock.
And what was the other one? Oh, and Iron Man is going to be his daughter?
I don't know. She's a little young.
Well, they'll just fast forward time.
Why would they fast forward time? What about everyone else?
Well, I don't know. They can do... I don't know.
Why did
we need Iron Man? We have Spider-Man now.
He's not wrong.
Right.
That's the whole point.
That's kind of the whole point of the next Spider-Man movie, I guess.
Right. That was the whole play by Marvel in general was, oh crap, we don't have Spider-Man. Let's make an Iron Man movie.
That first run of the new Avengers. Do you know off the top of your head who those Avengers were?
No.
Remember that? The one with Spider-Man and Wolverine?
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember back then.
Like, it was a really cool team. It was Luke Cage, Spider-Man, Wolverine, and Spider-Woman.
Okay.
I mean, I'm on board with that.
Sure.
Did you like the Fortnite reference in the movie?
Yes, there was a Fortnite reference in the movie.
Fat Thor. Did you like Fat Thor?
I had nothing against Fat Thor. I know some people did for whatever reason.
I thought that was pretty good.
It's pretty funny.
I thought it was funny too. I like
what
Fat
about
Thor.
What about Hulk as with the Banner brain?
You mean Professor Hulk?
Yeah, had to go that route.
Shipwreck and I were both reading comic books in the early 90s, so we're very familiar with Professor Hulk.
Well, didn't that happen in Secret Wars before that?
Not quite. I mean, it's like
in Secret Wars, wasn't he Bruce Banner's brain in Hulk?
Was he? I thought it was after that. I always think of the one of where he's wearing that weird shirt, that sleeveless shirt thing, that brown V-neck vest.
Yeah, I don't remember him wearing clothes in Secret War.
Yeah.
No. He wore the regular Hulk outfit, but he had Banner's brain.
Yeah, I'm thinking more like the Professor Hulk. They were clearly going for early 90s Professor Hulk.
Got it.
That was what you were supposed to think about, damn it.
Oh, I was thinking about the 80s.
Well, you were wrong.
Right. Some of us were reading comics in the 80s.
You were wrong.
What's this Vision and Scarlet Witch show going to be?
So here's my thoughts on that. Because Vision didn't get dusted. Vision had the stone ripped out of his brain.
Yes.
So that means that his android corpse was laying there in Wakanda.
Uh-huh.
Now, Shuri was dusted, but she's now back.
Okay.
She also made a computer print of his brain.
So
she could remove the stone. She has basically a backup of his brain somewhere.
Okay.
And access to the corpse.
I like this theory.
So I think now that Shuri is back, she's going to basically finish the job that she started before this all went down. Because she was already working on a way to make him alive without the stone.
Uh-huh. She was.
Got it.
That's my theory.
No, that makes sense. I think you're probably right on that theory.
And I like it too, because again, he's technically a robot. I think they're gonna do. It'll be weird because I think they're gonna have the same sort of plot line going on at the same time. That whole, Star Trek II to Star Trek III thing, where Spock is still Spock, but he doesn't have that kind of looseness and familiarity he has with the cast and crew, where he's sort of aloof and he's not quite the same. And I think they're going to do that with both Vision and Gamora at the same time.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Vision, they kind of have to Vision, be retrained. I don't know. Vision won't need to be retrained as much, though.
Maybe not. But I'm just saying, I would hope they don't do it with Vision, but they're definitely going to do that. Like, I think Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is going to be direct homage to Star Trek 3.
Hmm. I heard the new TV show, and the new TV show, TV?
Yes.
Vision is going to be, it's sponsored by Samsung, and the Vision's going to be a smart fridge.
You just
download them right into a refrigerator.
Oh, and Scarlet Witch is just going to eat papakash out of it all the time?
We're out of milk again.
Yeah. No, the movie was like extremely well crafted.
Oh yeah. It's very much in its different parts. There's a definitive part one, a definitive part two, and a definitive part three, all within this one movie, which is good. I'm not saying that as a negative. I think that's actually a pretty positive thing. I think that last hour for whatever it is, that whole end flies by so fast. I was sweating when that movie hit. It. I was like, really?
All right,
yeah.
You felt emotion. Those are emotions.
I felt
that's
emotion.
Crying through
yes,
your skin.
I thought that whole fight scene was very well done and very intense.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that everyone had their moment.
It was a little heavy-handed with the girl power scene.
I didn't mind it at all. I think it's great. I like that they.
No, I like the sentiment. It was just like, it wasn't as seamless as a lot of the other stuff was.
Right.
Who cares? Okay.
The woman next to me loved it.
I was gonna say.
No, that's fine. Yeah,
it's not for you. It's 100% not for you.
I liked it. I just didn't think it was integrated as seamlessly as a lot of the other like things that they did.
Right. It seemed unlikely that they would all be standing there at that time to pose for a kick-ass moment.
I don't know. I kind of liked it. I'm glad they did.
It's fine. I'm not hating.
Don't hate.
In the next movie, they should have all the Jewish superheroes get together.
Right. Is that
I would love that.
Them out?
Just, you mean The Thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. He's going to be in the next movie. Yeah.
He better be. I mean, that's it. I mean, you're talking about what's next. Fantastic Four. They're going to have to do that, right?
Do they have to?
That's who replaces Iron Man is Reed Richards.
Can't it just be Spider-Man?
It could be Spider-Man and the Fantastic Four. They get along very well.
They're pals. But I don't.
They could have that whole scene where the Human Torch builds the spider buggy for Spider-Man.
Right.
And Spider-Man's like, what do I need this for? And right. The Human Torch could go, because it rides up walls.
Yeah. They could do that.
I'd like that.
I know. I would like that too.
Fantastic Four is a very difficult one to get right.
But it
Benedict,
isn't. They did
Benedict
do it.
Cumberbatch.
It was done right once because it was called The Incredibles. They just need to do that with the actual characters, and it would be fine.
They can get Benedict Cumberbatch to be Mr. Fantastic.
But he's already Doctor Strange.
Yeah, he could do it.
And they're making it Doctor Strange too. The only thing they haven't announced, is, I think, is what's coming out in 2020.
Well, now they'll start announcing those.
Right?
Right, the girl movies.
Well, The Eternals is supposed to come out sooner than later. Whatever that's going to be about. I know very little about The Eternals.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good to not know everything going in.
I didn't know that much about Guardians of the Galaxy before going in to see that, you know. So.
By the way, I watched the Star Wars trailer before the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we didn't have that.
We did.
I mean, it was the teaser.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have that at all.
Oh, where she jumps over the spaceship?
Yeah. Yeah. Seen it, but we didn't have it. Yeah,
that was pretty dumb. Gotta say. It's pretty dumb.
To bring this all into that folded in, it's that whole concept with what they've been able to do with these Marvel movies, unlike pretty much I think any movie either of you have ever seen, is make something that even when something dumb happens, you're willing to go, but that's the universe they built. We're going to travel through time, and when
dumb happens. That's the thing.
I think...
Somebody goes through the Marvel movies and with like a filter and check to make sure nothing's too dumb.
I think it's like they really toe that line.
But and they have two filters. They have the nothing is too dumb filter, and then they have are the jokes funny filter.
Yes, which helps.
It's true.
And for the most part, the jokes in the Marvel movies work. Like, not 100%.
I mean, you have to say, you know, the Russo brothers, they started in comedy as directors. They started directing episodes of Community. And, you know, Taika Waititi was a comedy director. And James Gunn was known for, you know, horror and comedy. Those are, so they kind of found people where that was their strong suits. To make these movies.
Yeah, it's pretty important for these comic book movies to have that. America's Ass, did you find that funny?
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was also interesting to see how much Chris Evans changed his portrayal of Captain America over time to really, like, they really hammered home. They gave him a lot of moments to shine on. He's a better actor than you give him credit for. Because this is how he played it in Avengers, which was 100% appropriate for how he would act at that point. Mm-hmm. And here's that same person 8 years later having experienced life and how his attitudes have changed.
Because right, he's making ass jokes.
He's making ass jokes because he's a different person now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Yeah. Yep.
Were you happy
good.
With everybody that died?
Well, I mean, who died? Iron Man? And
Black Widow.
And Black Widow. That's right. I forgot she died.
Right.
I'm terrible.
That was a good, yeah. I'm fine with.
That scene was crazy with the two of them fighting on the
ledge. Yeah, it was good.
Ledge.
Yeah, because everybody was cheering for Hawkeye to die, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, yes, he's going over. Oh, no, crap.
Jump, Hawkeye, jump. Right. Run like the wind.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't that be it, though? Like, he should have died to sacrifice himself to save his family?
He tried.
No, he tried. I think it was the proper decision. Like, as far, like, it had the better impact.
Yeah.
It's just, like, everybody just doesn't care about Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Right.
There's just, got more scenes at his farm. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're trying to make me feel about this guy and his family, and it's just, it never hits with Hawkeye for whatever reason. He ran like a marathon with the gauntlet. Right. I'm just like, just give it to somebody who can fly already. Just give it.
Right.
Don't give Why it did to you give it to the guy. Slowest guy?
Right. The guy who, if he actually puts his hand in it, it'll kill him instantly.
Right. But
but it was good. We all liked it. Yeah. Ty's going to see it again on Friday.
Oh, good.
That's interesting.
Or Saturday.
I can't decide like how often I will rewatch this movie.
Well, that's just it. I don't think it's better than Infinity War. But again, I've also only seen this one once, and I've seen Infinity War too many times.
Right.
But, and I was explaining this to a coworker today. I'm like, I think Infinity War is better, but if Infinity War is a 10, this is like a 9.5. It's not like a huge better. It's just a little bit better.
Yep. Tighter. Doesn't have to deal with the time travel
stuff.
There's
also there's part of me that would like to see... Watch Infinity War through to that first 25 minutes of Endgame to kind of see how that kind of flows together. But I don't know. I'm a crazy person.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, crazy person. I think it's time to go to bed.
Sounds good. It's late.
I agree. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Bread's really done this time.
You're Mr. Intellivision. I'm sorry. Clinton. My friend wants an Intellivision because of those great games. His dad wants him to have the other video game because it's cheaper. Could you do something about the price?
Dear, what was his name? I think I have something that'll make your friend very happy. Intellivision 2. The people at Mattel Electronics have drastically reduced the size and price, but it plays the same great games. Your friend's father has no excuse now.